This is TWiT.
We have the very welcome Facial Recognition and Biometric Technology Moratorium Act. It was proposed last Thursday by two senators and two representatives in Congress. Although a growing number of U.S. cities has already been taking action to ban the government use of that technology, with Boston just last week becoming the 10th U.S. city to do so, this bill, if it were passed, would put in place the first nationwide ban on facial recognition technology. And I don't know where this falls on political partisan lines. So, you know, maybe it's, you know, dead before it's even voted on. Who knows? But the sense is that the use of facial recognition technology, we've been talking about it a lot on the podcast, has sort of sprung up unbidden because it had suddenly become feasible and practical. You know, we got lots of computation, we got lots of connectivity, we got lots of storage in the cloud. So, what could we do with all of that? Oh, we got lots of cameras too. So let's hook everything together. And yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But the nation's lawmakers have never been given the opportunity to officially or unofficially weigh in on whatever limitations and guidelines, if any, should be imposed on this. It just kind of happened organically.
They probably want to know what Comcast thinks first before they vote. Just wait for that letter. They'll tell you what to do.
We reserve the right. The newly proposed bill would, quote, prohibit biometric surveillance by the federal government without explicit statutory authorization and to withhold certain federal public safety grants from state and local governments, that is the stick, that engage in biometric surveillance, unquote. So that means that federal agencies would be barred from using biometric surveillance systems, which in addition to facial recognition can also include voice recognition. Additionally, it would prohibit the use of federal dollars to be spent on facial recognition technology and, quote, condition federal grant funding to state and local entities, including law enforcement, on those entities enacting their own moratoria on the use of facial recognition and biometric technology, unquote. So there's no time limit in place. It would continue until Congress passes a law to lift it, which is, I think, exactly the way it should be done. Just say no until, you know, we decide what, you know, how we want to treat it, what, you know, how we feel about it, what restrictions to put on it. And of course, the privacy concerns around facial recognition have been one thing. And specifically, especially in today's climate, the inadvertent apparent racial bias repeatedly demonstrated by the technology, all of this came into focus earlier last week when the ACLU filed a complaint alleging that an African-American man was arrested in Detroit after a facial recognition system falsely matched his photo with security footage of a shoplifter. According to the ACLU, this is the first known example of misidentification through faulty facial recognition directly leading to a wrongful arrest. Apparently, that the technology was simply believed. The senior legislative counsel with the ACLU said, no one should have to go through what the Williams family has gone through. It's past time Congress halted the use of facial recognition and stopped federal money from being used to invest in invasive and discriminatory surveillance. And coincidentally, a forthcoming research paper to be published by Springer Publishing of Berlin, Germany, bears the somewhat ominous title, quote, a deep neural network model to predict criminality using image processing. What? Anyway, it describes AI algorithms that can predict crime based only on a person's face. I'm not kidding. In response, at last count, this was last night when I checked, 2,435 professors, researchers, practitioners, and students spanning all fields of anthropology, sociology, computer science, law, science and technology studies, information science, math, and more, including experts and academics from organizations including MIT, Microsoft, Harvard, and Google, had all signed an open letter denouncing this paper and calling it out for promoting racial bias. And if anyone's interested, signed piece, I have a link. It was published on Medium.com last Tuesday, entitled "Abolish the Technology to Prison Pipeline," with a subheading, "Crime Prediction Technology Reproduces Injustices and Causes Real Harm." Anyway, it was published by the Coalition.
Huh? It's like phrenology. Like, oh, the bumps on this person's head tell me he must be a criminal type. You can't look at somebody's face and say they're a criminal unless you just assume the skin tone tells all, which I bet
that's exactly what this is. That's the bias that we've seen, which is horrific.
That's exactly what this is.
And as we previously noted on the podcast, Microsoft, Amazon, and IBM, which all have developed their own facial recognition platforms, have all recently banned the sale of the technology to police departments and pushed for federal laws to regulate the technology. So they're saying, yes, please regulate this. You know, we have the technology. We've seen what it can do. We need some guidance here. Senator Markley, who is one of the four who co-sponsored this, said in his statement about the proposed legislation, quote, "Facial recognition technology doesn't just pose a grave threat to our privacy. It physically endangers Black Americans and other minority populations in our country. At this moment, the only responsible thing to do is to prohibit government and law enforcement from using these surveillance mechanisms," unquote. So that's the happy proposed legislation. We will see how that fares through the U.S. legislative process.